From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Convenient Disposal by Stephen F. Havel. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. The hat pin rolled easily, 6 inches of steel shaft with a black plastic head on one end and a filed needle point on the other. Posadas County Undersheriff Estelle Reyes Guzman nudged it back and forth with her right index finger while the three other people sitting at the conference table waited. Estelle wasn't paying attention to the weapon. Instead, she watched 14-year-old Dina Hurtado. The girl sat between her mother, Ivana, and the middle school principal, Tessa Dooley. Dina's mother was trying not to cry, a wadded tissue in both hands. As a longtime district court employee, she would know something about the law, would know what was coming. As a mother, what she knew would be turning her insides to pudding. Estelle wished that she could read Dina's mind, but the teenager's face was a mask of studied indifference. Dina never looked at her mother, and Estelle decided that, despite the girl's feigned calm, she didn't enjoy seeing her mother in misery. "Dina," Estelle said, "you came to school this morning as usual, and then were called out of math class by Miss Dooley and charged with carrying a concealed weapon on school property. Is that correct?"
"I guess."
"Why would you do that?" Dina shrugged as if the incident were no more important to her than tossing a gum wrapper on the school parking lot. "It's my understanding that you were involved in a fight after the volleyball game Tuesday night. Is that correct?"
"Yes."
"And were suspended for 3 days? Thursday, Friday, and yesterday?"
"Yes."
"Do you feel good about coming back to school this morning?" The girl shrugged. "Did you want to come back to school, Dina?" The eyes rolled. "Dina," Estelle persisted, "do you understand the school's policy about bringing weapons on campus?"